The only other thing to comment about is that there are some nursing networks now to try to talk for the nursing staff, because there is a lot of symptom management with the newer drugs. And I think it's important for the nurses in the offices to get up to speed with dealing with rashes and hand-foot syndrome and mucositis. I mean, it's a different spectrum. I mean, we learned how to take care of, you know, erysa rash, and we learned how to take care of oxaliplatinum. And, you know, I mean, it's nothing they can't learn to do, but it's just a different spectrum, and people need to get used to it. The rashes, you can usually treat through the rash, but you may need to use a lot of cream, some people use Aveeno's. There's a line of products that we just saw at the ASCO meeting, actually, called Lindicare, which is designed to try to get rid of a lot of the alcohol-based products designed for people that have ongoing chemotherapy. Diarrhea can be a problem to the point where Imodium is not sufficient with both drugs, in which case sometimes you need to use paregoric, old-time drugs like paregoric. Some people get a really painful scalp with sorafenib. Again, just creams and ointments. And then the hypertension, if you're not up to speed with the newer hypertensive meds, any hypertensive meds, then you need to get involved with either an internist or cardiologist to get somebody to help you manage these people, because you will see diastolics that go up over 100. And it's a little bit disconcerting when you're not used to seeing that kind of hypertension.
Of course, we've seen that with bevacizumab. What's the presumed mechanism of action with the TKIs, though?
Well, they have an anti-angiogenic effect, and it's probably a direct effect in the mesangium of the kidney.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty and to our community oncologist, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Renal Cell Cancer Update.